Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, July 12th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and we're welcoming into the studio great friends of ours. We just met, but we're already good friends. We have Lily with us from the Wood County Master Gardeners, along with Richard, who is a garden host for the Master Gardeners Walk, so we'll be talking with him about that. I do want to send a big thank you to our friends at Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau setting this up. A big thank you to Meredith and the gang over there. Love our friends over there and appreciate them always looking out for our community and looking and putting into our community. So, Lily, I want to put you on the spot. I mean, talk to you first. No, I'm kidding. Thank you both for being here. And thank you so much for not only being a host in this event, Richard, but Lily, for you and the work that you do on this. I want to get right into the 21st Annual Garden Walk. And first off, what is the Garden Walk, Lily?
Well, the Garden Walk is hosted by the Wood County Master Gardeners, and we've held this event for 21 years now. We had a three-year pause because of COVID and the inability to be in close contact with others, but we're back, and the Garden Walk actually is a time for gardeners or gardener wannabes to get out and see how others garden and get ideas and be inspired to take on projects on their own.
First off, how good does it feel to have it back?
Oh, we're excited. The community's been asking for this event to return for several years now. We missed it. It's fun. It's a lot of work, but we're glad to have it back next week.
We have Janelle Weir on with us, usually once a month, once every other month, and Janelle and I talk a lot about the Master Gardeners organization, the club, and this event in particular. She was just on with us a little bit ago, and whether it's on air, off air, she can't hide her excitement. She's so excited about this and so excited for the community and people that enjoy this event so much. It's really gained a lot of popularity in recent years, and to see it back and flourishing and growing so well, and I didn't mean pun intended with that, but it is blossoming, if you will. It's a really fun event. There is six local gardens that you'll be taking that tour towards.
Yes, four of them are in Wisconsin Rapids and two in Port Edwards.
Now, this is something that people can travel to on their own and find their own ways to kind of how they want to take this walk in.
Yes, we'll have signs out on key areas and the streets in the community. We have a website where you can get information about the Garden Walk as well in the locations.
Yeah. That website, we'll mention it again before we wrap up, woodcountymastergardeners.org, woodcountymastergardeners.org. And again, we'll mention that before we wrap up today again. And other information if you want to find out more, volunteer, some of that we'll talk about. Lily, this event, while the walk itself and these hosts' families and their gardens are beautiful and amazing, there's more going on at this event, too.
Oh, yeah. We want to bring customers in and have an enjoyable time. We have a couple of artists, one artist, in fact, is going to be doing artwork in the garden on site, and that's at Richard's Garden.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
We'll talk more about that in a moment, Richard, but I'm very excited to talk about that.
We also have musicians.
Yeah.
And we have an excellent baker who's going to be selling cookies. And we have other vendors, Cindy Orzel, who has a business in mosaic work and beading. And another one, Laura, who comes to us from Rothschild area, and she does garden art.
Oh, wow. That's great.
One more thing I have to bring up is that we are having a basket raffle and a silent auction with a lot of really cool items. So that's going to be a big draw.
There are a number of things that this community loves, but any event that is starting out or has been going on for a while, I ask, do you have a raffle? This area loves our raffles, and you got to have a raffle at the event. That's great to hear. When it comes to the live music or these baked treats that you mentioned, since this is a mobile event, where will those be located?
The musicians and the baker are at a specific garden in Port Edwards called the Wedding Garden.
Mm.
And the people are going to be dressed in wedding attire. The music is going to sound like something you'd hear at a wedding. So we've got a real theme going there.
That's wonderful and very cool to hear. We're good to know that. Does every spot, all six locations, do they each have a different theme?
I would say so, yes. Mm. A different kind of a flair. And that's what we do when we go out and search homes. We look for uniqueness.
Mm-hmm.
We have one that has a little bit of whimsy, a gardener who enjoys taking antiques and putting them into her flower beds. We have someone who has complete shade, which makes life challenging for gardeners, but this guy is a rock star, and he manages his shade garden very well. We have another one who's just bouncing with colors. So, yeah, they're all very unique.
And as far as the baked treats, is there any variety of that, or just your normal and your love? We love baked treats.
Yeah.
And I'm basically just want to talk about baked treats for a second.
That's
I'm
what
hungry,
you want to
apparently.
Do. Our baker specializes in cookies and cupcakes.
Excellent.
But she's going to be offering cookies that are in the shape of bridesmaid gowns, tuxedos, or flowers.
That's
so
good. That's smart. So we've got all that going for you, along again with the basket raffles and silent auctions and these wonderful homes that you get, that these great guests, that these hosts have for us and everything. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that, Richard, if you don't mind. First up, how did you find out that your garden was selected, that your house was selected?
Well, I was first asked to be a host on the Garden Walk in 2012, then again in 2017, and then again this year. Normally, the Master Gardeners would have a five-year interval between asking someone to be a host again, but like Lily said, there was COVID in there, so there was 3 years, no Garden Walk.
Yeah. So when it comes to doing this, what does it mean to you to be able to be a part of this?
Well, I really enjoy gardening. I used to be an engineer, so one of the features of my garden is hardscape,
nice.
Flagstone, retaining walls. I grew up on a farm. I worked with my father. I enjoy work. I enjoy that because you can see results of it.
Yeah.
Other people enjoy hiking and other things, but and good for them, but you don't see the results of it. So I really enjoy gardening. I enjoy I have a plant sale also every year because I enjoy the people that come to it. I get to know some of them. You know, it's just various things. Every garden evolves all the time, and I enjoy watching that.
I feel a real kinship to that, sir. My father was a construction worker my whole life, and me, if I got 5-10 minutes to do, I want to build something. I want to build something, and I just like seeing my time I put into something. I developed it, turned into something like that. That's great to hear. Engineering is such an awesome field too. We might have to have you back to talk about that someday. When it comes to the fun of your garden, to the uniqueness of your garden, what stands out to you about your garden?
Well, the uniqueness of my garden, and every garden is different based on people's preferences and what they have to work with. But my wife and I bought the lot that we have and built on it. In 74 we bought it, 75 we had it built. And we bought it because it had huge white pine and huge red oak on it. So it's shade. And I didn't realize initially that you could grow a lot of things in shade, but there's a number of plants that you can grow in shade. So mainly, I would term my garden is hostas, hardscape, and now I've discovered martagon lilies in the last few years, which are lilies that can thrive in partial shade. So that's the uniqueness, I guess, of it. I have about 250 different varieties of hostas.
Wow. And I even learned something right there because I wasn't sure about certain flowers being able to grow in the shade either. That's really interesting. Is your wife a big part of the garden as well?
She helps me clean up in the fall and in the spring, but otherwise, no. The garden is my...
Right up. Okay.
She enjoys it. She likes it, but this isn't her thing.
That's cool. That's great. And good on her for still helping it a little bit and everything. Richard, thank you so much for sharing that with us and being here. What we like to do, too, though, is encourage others to be just like you and take up their garden and make it unique and add some beauty to it and put some energy and time and get their hands in the dirt a little bit, if I can be just real about it. Get out there and enjoy your gardens. For you, you, if you were encouraging others to do be a part of something like this, or even throw their hat in the ring for the Master Gardeners to be able to maybe choose their garden one day, what would you say to people about your experience with this event?
Well, I
have you enjoyed it?
Yes, I have yeah. enjoyed it. I probably enjoy showing it off.
Yeah. There's yeah. nothing wrong with that.
And I enjoy the hard work in. It's nice to share it.
Yes, yeah. exactly. Yeah.
But I enjoy my garden also. In 2006, I built a 6-foot high wooden fence all the way around my lot, so I could keep out the deer. I used to be a deer hunter, but now I refer to them as woods rats.
That's good. Now,
and so that, but that not only keeps the deer out, but you know, it's a time of, I enjoy people, but I enjoy also times of solitude,
yeah.
and I enjoy, you know, just being out in my garden and enjoying the beauty of God's creation.
Yeah. Well said, sir. Well said. And then again, thank you for the time, and thank you for being a host house and being able being a part of this and everything and sharing some of your garden with us. We appreciate that. We're speaking with Lily and Richard about the 21st Annual Garden Walk that is coming up Saturday, July 20th from 9 to 4. Be a part of this. And Lily, if people do want to be a part of this and get tickets, where can they get them?
Well, we still have tickets available in Wisconsin Rapids at the Angel Floral and Designs. Reeves Greenhouse, which is closed now, is not available, but Urban's is still open, and so is One Rose. In Nakusa, Beaver's Dime Store is offering tickets, and those early tickets are $10, I want you to let you know, $12 the day of the walk, and Foss's Garden Center in Rome. And then finally in Port Edwards at El Cafe, wonderful place to stop.
Yeah, we're big fans of El Cafe around here. They're one of our sponsors of our birthday and anniversary club, and a couple of those places we work with very strongly. All great local businesses, and as we always like to mention, support those that support us. Buy local, support local, everybody. There are a lot of great businesses in our community that put back into our community. We appreciate you supporting them like they support us.
Right.
I also wanted to mention those sponsors that we have here, because we've got a lot of great sponsors a part of this event.
Yeah, you know, because we had dry times with our garden walk, getting it started, we had no budget. So we went out and looked for some sponsors to help us with promoting the event. Ace Hardware locally was a big part of that. Beaver's Dime Store, El Cafe again, a lot of greenhouses like Foss's, Jung in Stevens Point, the Hosta Stop, Garden Villa, J. Marr, L&J, I mean Reeves, Urban's, Shallows Nursery in Marshfield, Wiggins. We got Tri-City Golf Course, and we also got the Ridges to sponsor us, and that was great. And Quick Trip has been amazing to help us out.
Again, all great local businesses, all people to put back into this community, and encourage you to support them like they support us. And great to hear them being a part of this event. That's wonderful. Thank you for that, Lily. Appreciate it. We do want to mention that this is also a great way to support local artists. As you mentioned, there will be an artist at Richard's Place. That is going to be pretty fun, Richard, it seems like. That's going to be a unique part of the experience over at your spot.
Yes, there's actually going to be two artists there.
Oh, okay.
I have already been, I've met both of them, of course, and spent some time with both of them. But Sonia is the first name. Sonia Kopa is the name of the one artist, and she has taken, it was her suggestion, she took some of my flagstones and has painted some of my Mardigan lilies on them. So I'll have those displayed in front of the stands of Mardigan lilies that I have throughout the garden.
Isn't that cool? Because
so
the gardens have already bloomed, or
yeah.
the flowers yes. have. So.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then another thing that I did in conjunction with her is I made a hexagon, cast it out of concrete, the same size as were given to me by the Master Gardeners in the two previous garden walks. And so she's going to paint a hosta on that, and also paint on that Garden Walk 2024. So
oh,
I have
cool.
three displays on my deck. Just
that's oh, is that cool?
Similar, I mean, with
yeah.
different designs on them.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That's great. Shout out to her. You mentioned there's two artists. Is there another?
Carol Henke.
Okay.
Used to be
school teacher.
Yeah, I was going to say we met Carol. Yeah, Carol's
art
great.
Art teacher at the local high school.
Yeah, Carol's great.
And she'll be on display during the garden walk.
She's going to be painting.
Oh, that's awesome. Site. Very cool. And again, as important as I think it is to support these sponsors and these people that put into this, our artists as well, and our supporting the arts in this area is very important in Central Wisconsin. And there's another opportunity to be able to do that, while also getting outside, enjoying yourself, taking in some of these host families' great gardens. We do want you to keep that in mind, that we are guests when we're coming past these places and everything, and be respectful and enjoy yourself and be respectful and have a good time with it. And when it comes to ticket sales again, you said that there are still tickets available. It sounded like we're getting a little low on those, Lily. Are we? Or
We're going to have enough for everybody.
Okay, good, good. Yeah. We just want to make sure that we encourage people to get those tickets sooner than later.
Sure.
You don't want to wait and see. You know, just make sure to get them and get it out of the way and have that taken care of. Appreciate the time from you all so much. Thank you very much. I did want to take a moment a little bit to just talk about the Wood County Master Gardeners Association. This is an association that's an energetic group of gardeners who are dedicated to their communities and excited to gain and share knowledge with the public. I know that is something Janelle talks a lot about. This is a wonderful event. We want you to take it in, but if you have questions, please feel free to ask and find out more about how your garden can look as beautiful as theirs.
We will have a master gardener throughout the day in each of the gardens on the walk, and they're there to answer any questions you have. We also have information on how to become a master gardener available at each of the gardens, because we really need to bump up our numbers. Mm-hmm. Pre-COVID, we were about 130 some members, and then I think that COVID changed our lives in a lot of ways. And for us, we lost membership, but we are a fun group. We work on a lot of projects throughout Wood County.
Yeah.
And volunteer hours. One of my projects is the museum, and the museum gardens are beautiful right now. We help out at Edgewater Haven. There are projects down in Rome and also in Marshfield. So it's a big area. Volunteers are scattered, and we do what we can, but we could use your help.
Yeah, and it's part of we want to certainly promote the garden walk. We want to promote the Master Gardeners as well, and maybe bump those numbers up a little bit. The Master Gardeners host fundraisers, as Lily was mentioning there. They finance projects. They put into this community Lily was mentioning there, but the group meets monthly on the fourth Tuesday of the month, and meetings are open to the public and include an educational session along with business meetings. Something to keep in mind as well. You don't necessarily have to be a quote master gardener to be a part of the program.
No.
You can become one by being a master gardener.
Yes.
So that's something I think good to keep in mind out there for those. Like I know my mother has been interested in this, but she fears that she doesn't have a green enough thumb. And I'm like, Mom, that's not what it's about. And I've explained it to her. So I think you might be having at least one other member coming your way pretty soon. For more information on the Wood County Master Gardeners Association, that can be found at woodcountymastergardeners.org. That's woodcountymastergardeners.org. Encourage you to reach out and find out more that way. And Lily, if there is people out there listening that would like to volunteer, that would like to help out in any way they can, how can they reach you guys? Is that the best way to reach you, through the website?
Yeah, the website would be a great idea. Otherwise, personal contact. You know, if you see any of us on the day of the walk next week, let us know what your interests are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for that. Lily, did we cover everything? I think we covered everything pretty good there.
Yeah, I forgot to mention a couple of our sponsors.
Ooh, okay, please.
Like Wiggins and Wolosik Landscaping. They were awesome to help us out too. In fact, we have some donations from some of these sponsors that are going to be raffle or items you can bid on at Garden One. So please come and hit all the gardens. They're all very unique it's going to be an enjoyable day.
It's going to be a great time. And you guys are going to have great weather for it. And we're going to have a great crowd. The 21st Annual Garden Walk comes up Saturday, July 20th, 9 to 4. Get your tickets. There are still tickets available over in Wrap in Angels Floral and Design, Reeves Greenhouse, Urban's Greenhouse, One Rose Greenhouse, in Nakusa Beaver's Dime Store, Foss's in Rome, El Cafe in Port Edwards, Shallow's in Nursery and Marshfield, and JMR in Plover. And of course, find out more information and become a wood, and maybe become a Wood County Master Gardener at woodcountymastergardeners.org, woodcountymastergardeners.org. And also find out more about the Wisconsin Rapids area with our great friends at Visit Wisconsin Rapids at visitwisrapids.com, visitwisrapids.com. Thank you both again for the time. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
And we'll, and I want to say a big appreciation to our head scheduler here, and Pam Hilke, the heart of WFHR, doing a great job week in and week out scheduling this program for us. We will have more Midday Magazine for you next week right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.